And welcome into a special game day edition of Inside the Jaguars, as we do it each and every day here on Jaguars.com. J.P. Shadrick with John Osher from Jaguars.com, the senior writer, and from the Jaguars Radio Network, Jeff Logan.
It's game day, right?
let's tee it up, baby. Let's
time to get it going. Come on, let's do a little thud here, Johnny O.
I'm frightened.
Got to loosen my shoulders up
all right,
a little bit.
All right, let's go.
It's always a big game, preseason or otherwise, when the defending world champions come into your house, right?
And if nothing else, I mean, it's defending world champions, and that's great, but there's always that feeling of preseason, no matter what team you're covering, where you can't wait to see what you've seen all off season and during training camp, how it's really going to work against live people. But with this, with the Giants being here, with it being Malarkey's first game, you know, there's more energy around this preseason game than I've seen in a long time.
And to me, it's interesting because it's not just a new coach. I mean, this has really been the rebirth of the Jaguars organization from top to bottom. New ownership, new coach, and a lot of new staff people. Mm-hmm. And here it is in the first preseason game. You've got the Super Bowl champions coming in with the Jaguars' first coach. You know, so interesting in a lot of ways, and it should make for a good test for a football team that really wants to gauge where they are.
As you guys said, it's really the first chance for this offense, a newly installed offense, to play against opposition. How long can we expect the starters, especially on the offensive side, to stay in this game, and how long should they stay in the game?
We really don't know yet. My guess is you'll see them for a couple of series, maybe into early in the second quarter. But beyond that, I just don't think you see them play much past that.
And I think health dictates a lot of that. You know, Brad Meester's 13th year, you're not going to have him out there playing the whole first half just because you need to work on your offense. And I think there's a point of diminishing returns to how much you play your offense, because after all, the opponent is the Super Bowl champions. They're not going to play their starters all the way through the first half. You know, so you want to work against the ones. And so as long as the Giants are playing their ones, that's how much time you want to get work with your ones, because to me, that's the test. But you got to remember, the first preseason game, you're not game planning. You know, it's not a heavy playbook. You want to evaluate the athletes and you want to evaluate your roster. Well, you kind of know what the number ones can do because they're getting a lot of reps in practice. This is also a time to evaluate the second, third, and fourth teamers.
And offensive coordinator Bob Bratkowski said after a practice this week that, yes, there is most of the playbook installed, but he might not use half of it. He doesn't want to give away everything.
And let me add this, too, that a lot of people may not have patience with the Jaguars' offense, particularly early in the preseason. This is not an easy playbook. Bob Bratkowski brings an offense that has a lot of shifts, a lot of movement. A lot of stuff is done at the line of scrimmage. So with a complex offense, typically it may take more time to develop and for more people to get comfortable with it. So it's going to be a work in progress, and it's not how you look in the preseason. It's how you look when you start kicking the ball off for real.
Let's talk about the health of this team. That has been an issue throughout camp, certainly on the offensive line, John.
Yeah, it has, and at the same time, it's been a little overblown, in my opinion. Will Rackley is out probably until either last preseason game or the season opener, and Jason Spitz is out for a couple of weeks. But what you haven't had, which is good news for this team, is you haven't had that guy go down yet who's out for the season. And to me, that's really what you worry about in the preseason and in training camp, is a guy who's lost for the year.
And if you look at it from a positive standpoint, having injuries sometimes can be a good thing. Because when you go to game day in a regular season, typically you have seven active offensive linemen. So you have one guy who's backing up typically the offensive tackles and one guy that's backing up the two guards in the center. So you have to have guys that can multitask. So, for example, now that Will Rackley's out, John Estes, who last year was a backup center and guard on game days, hey, can he do it better than maybe a Mike Brewster? You know, who can play tackle? So sometimes injuries can be a blessing in that you can evaluate other people.
7:30 tonight here at Everbank Field, the Jaguars and the New York Giants, the first preseason game of 2012. Guys, thanks for your time.
Enjoyed it.
It's exciting stuff.
Look for more on Jaguars.com, and thanks for watching Inside the Jaguars.